AEW brought CM Punk back to pro wrestling. But AEW also drove CM Punk to the WWE. We're going to be talking all that and more. Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by the man in black with a little bit of gray. The man they call Derek. Not saying nothing? What is this? all right, we got mime tonight. We are here for a review AEW Dynamite for April 3rd, 2024. We're going to get into all that, do our shout outs, and then we are going to discuss CM Punk signing Dynamite. It's a big WrestleMania weekend. Tomorrow, I will be on Hubbard Wrestling Weekly alongside this guy. I don't know if he's going to be on his best behavior. We'll see. I hope so. You're supposed to reassure me at this time. We'll see if he'll be on his best behavior. But with all that being said, we're going to get into the intro and we're going to talk about it. So make sure you subscribe to Hubbard Wrestling Weekly tomorrow. We're talking a little WrestleMania, some trivia. I'm looking forward to that. Be prepared. Hopefully I'm ready to crush. But let's get in here and let's talk some AEW.
Bang. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Never listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson. Yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Give me 1 second.
Good evening.
Good evening. Derek, how you feeling, brother?
I'm cooling, man. How are you?
Just another peachy day.
Peachy
day in the neighborhood. So, hold on here. I couldn't hear anything because I didn't have my headset plugged in. We're going to get into tonight's show. Let's do this. First person's getting a shout out. He jumped all the way up to the top. $10 super sticker. My man, Eazy-E. He's back. And better than ever. What up, E? E, I don't know if you had a question, a statement you wanted to make, but we appreciate you, brother. So thank you for that. Terrell 317 talking about MJF called The Rock out on Twitter. This did kind of happen. Y'all about to quit disrespecting The Rock, though. I hear a lot of DJ, Dewey. Like, y'all know that, man. Y'all better stop. You ever seen them hands? Hands big, bro. And when he walk up, you start hearing the, it's over. It's over for you. All right? Goosebumps. when Rock does that, it's done.
Right.
Yes, and Dustin and Brandy calling out The Rock. They getting ready. Okay, so he's predicting that a lot of people are showing up here at Mania. Historic moment that took place at the Barclays Center. We broke the Barclays Center attendance record and an all-time WWE Raw record. That's what's up. That's what's up. I don't know how the records work for that stuff. Like, I was like, has the building gotten bigger? Have you not sold that building out before? Did you make a smaller stage? Like, I always try to understand what the record is for, but that one I didn't fully understand, but I saw it get tweeted out by Triple H.
Well, I mean, I guess the I guess. I mean, you could just be like, all right, did we not sell out before? Did we
Like, were the arenas smaller, like, in the Attitude Era? I feel like our arena's always been the same size. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
It hasn't changed for us, but, you know.
we also live in, like, a B-town, so.
Right. Yeah, exactly, so.
Keeping it a buck. JoJo B said, yeah, boy. What up, fellas? What's good, JoJo? Deanna said, whose house? Clown in the house. Evening, everyone. Thumbs up, subscribe, and hit that notify bell. Hex yeah. Hex yeah. They've been kind of doing us filthy a little bit on the YouTube side of things. Like, for some reason, some of my notifications have been going off, and I don't like it. So, if you guys haven't been getting the notifications, double-check everything.
Right.
Matt Lopez, M. Leezy, as we call him on Clash of the Podcast, which is live every Monday at 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. He says, hello, everyone. Good evening with the hands together. Hope you are all having a great day. Yes, yes, I am. B-Boy Skyline, I will be not repeating any of these lines that Samoa Joe said about leaving parties from Puffy's house. We're not going to repeat those, but what up, B-Boy? Appreciate you. Joe Straight Savage. Joe is amazing on the microphone, if you didn't know.
Yes.
Joe is really, really good. I wish we could have gotten Joe from Ring of Honor in like 03, insert it now. You guys would be in love. Like, it would be so good.
Man, the good times.
Man, blessing to you, Brother Conrad, and my guy, Derek.
My guy, Hubs.
What up? So you'll be on Best Behavior tomorrow. Like, yeah. Enough of that mime garbage. All right, man. I don't want to have to put you in the Taz mission or the Red Rum. You know what that spells backwards. So all right. Best Behavior tomorrow.
Oh, well, I got you.
All right now.
I got you.
You don't get in on the WWE talk too much. You better be getting ready for these WrestleMania reviews.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
All right.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Hub, we going back to 1994 with that one. I'm going to say this. I don't know if that's supposed to be cool. Look at this. Jesus DeLeon. Conrad Derek, I heard you're a Texas fan now. Nah, fam. Still Bills. Y'all have fun over there in Texan land.
Well, nah, I'm not
fan of
Texas.
Yeah, nah. Bills for me. Derek got enough rings. He don't care no more. He won enough to.
Yeah, I don't care.
We just need one, and I'll be happy. One. Paul White should be praised in AEW instead of Copeland. What? Renegade. Shout out to James. Ooh. Pro Wrestling Shoot. Shout out to him and Jesse. Wonderful, wonderful show. If you like wrestling video game talk, every Tuesday, go join them. Can't wait to see what happens at Wale Mania this year. I'm going to say this. Copeland's speech was done because of the CM Punk interview only. Did it take away from the truth? Willow and Monet better main event Double or Nothing? We'll get into that. BJ in the house. What's good, Beach? He said, glad to see you guys. It's looking like my schedule might have me back for the lives, for the long haul, based on what we talked about today, Conrad. I'm so getting ready to get back to y'all in a better place. Appreciate that, Beach. Hopefully you had a good day today. Wish you nothing but the best, brother. Feel free to reach out if you ever need something. Pro Wrestling Shoot, what up? What's good? Jocelyn said, I'm tired of the Tony Schiavone disrespect. I don't know who disrespected Jocelyn. You let me know.
Right.
But in all seriousness, I would have had more respect if TK did the opening. At least, yo. All right, this is double talk stuff I'm talking about here. I'm going to be doing a lot of double talk on AEW as well. I just want you guys to know that we are going to be doing a lot of arguing for what's going on with AEW and a lot of arguing against some of the stuff that's happening in AEW. Like, I don't understand. This right here, James, perfect example. Y'all say TK should not talk on the microphone. He is awful. He is horrible.
Right.
But then you wanted TK to come out and give like a 10 to 15 minute monologue? No. Not at all.
Nope.
Nobody wants that. Mm. It's just crazy.
It is. It doesn't make sense. It's a double standard to the fullest. And
you can't have it both ways, is what I'm saying. I would rather not have TK on TV.
Yeah.
He can handle all that. If he wanted to, use those media scrums for that. Tony should be the only one doing them anyway, in my opinion.
Yes.
That's the only part I care about when I hear him.
Yeah, so Tony is not built for that kind of stuff, in my opinion.
Right.
I don't think he's built for that.
Yeah. If you're going to choke Joe with a chain, get a bigger one. Jesus says, Kyrie, be honest. How do you feel about the scapegoat Jungle Boy being teased to join Okada with the Young Bucks? I'm going to keep it a buck with you. It's probably the best spot for him right now. Jungle Boy, I'm going to say this. Jungle Boy should not address what CM Punk said. And we're going to get into it here in a second, me and Derek. But he should not address anything CM Punk said. Because if he does, he might get ate up on the microphone. He might get embarrassed. Why would you get embarrassed? Don't do it.
I don't think he had. I don't think he has a. I don't think he's got a mouthpiece to do so.
I just yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he can carry it, and I don't know if he can handle.
I don't think he can.
Listen, there are great promo people. When I say The Rock, if you smell, I can sing the songs, all that stuff. Rock, one of the best people ever to control a crowd. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. I'm going to put Roddy Piper in there. CM Punk. Mm-hmm. I know people would like to say, like, yeah, Brett and Sean weren't the greatest promos, but they could hold their own.
They could.
I don't know if Jack Perry's ready to do that yet with them.
No.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
I don't think he's ready in my book. Now, has he done extra work outside of his extended time? Maybe. But I still don't think it's enough.
I don't either. I don't know. We'll see what they're going to do. I personally don't believe the whole AEW doesn't want me back and all that. They would have fired him if they didn't want him.
Right.
Jocelyn says the contract signing swayed me getting tickets in the morning. Whose house? That was weak, Derek. That was mad weak.
Well, I was doing it for the intern.
That's all right. Man, Bucks praising Jack Perry. Bums. XG-Dub was good.
Agreed.
Sean Hubbard, Wrestle Weekly, says, note, as it relates to new in-house attendance records, all they have to do is add 100 seats and the record is broken. New Barclays Center that was set Monday was broken by 58 people. Got it. So thank you for someone letting me know that. Always curious. Let me see here. Terrell's going back and forth with people. Guess, did you know that Relic is blank spelled backward? I can't say that. I don't know if I can say that on YouTube. I'd have to check the guidelines. E said, yo, Kyrat knows he's going to cry in the car. What am I going to cry for? The Copeland, the best wrestlers here. Yeah, he throws the bag here. Man, listen, I agree with the Edge speech. Take it how you want, but Punk used to do the rah-rah speeches too. It was fine. It was okay what they were doing for the speeches. What I don't know if it was necessary. Me and Derek, so this show feels kind of weird in parts. Like, there are things where I'm like, why did you do that? I could explain it, but I'm trying to justify things without it being justified to me. And it was kind of weird in some parts. BJ said it wouldn't have came off as well with TK because he doesn't know screen presence, and that's not a jab. It's just the truth. That's a fact.
Right. He just can't present himself that way. And some people can, some people can't. And I just don't think he can.
E says nobody wants to see non-Blinken as Tony on my TV. Oh, I'm so freaking sick of WWE GMs. I want wrestling on my wrestling show. Go watch Passions. What is Passions? What is that? Sound like something with strawberries and chocolate. Tony gets right on the mic right before live TV if anyone has been to a taping. Yeah. Jesse says I'd rather everyone just STFU and watch what you want to watch. He ain't mad. Oh, about Diggs leaving? Nah, I'm all right. We'll see what happens with it. They need to make some moves. I know that. What I've learned is I have respect for Kingston and Tony Schiavone. He's gone. They know the rest. The rest are being yes men. John G, what's good? What's good? So, Derek, we're going to address the Punk stuff here real quick, man. Right now, AEW's in a tough spot. It's WWE's biggest week. WrestleMania is all part of this. No matter what you say, this entire hype week, Clash of the Podcast was about WrestleMania. Tonight's Dynamite for us. Then tomorrow, we're going to be talking WrestleMania again. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we're probably going to be talking WrestleMania again. Me and Derek sitting right here. Inappropriate, sir. I actually just thought of the old NWO light. Right here. Stop. Canceled. But it's a big week for wrestling, right? There's going to be shows all over. Like I said, Triller TV's got a bunch of them going up. There's going to be shows everywhere, pay-per-views, everything in the world of pro wrestling. You can find whatever you like. At this point in time, CM Punk did an interview with Ariel Helwani. CM Punk is not known to be someone who will bite their tongue in an interview. I thought that he addressed the the McMahon Gomez, I don't even know if I want to call him that, Gomez McMahon allegations. He got in there, but he just said what he had to say. I'm not even going to get into it. He said what he had to say. He spoke his truth, moved on. They addressed a lot of the stuff. He can't talk about Brawl Out. There was an NDA side, but we got a lot of stuff from his perspective finally. I was told the Jack Perry situation is very close to what CM Punk said it was. Like, almost everyone who was dealing with it back there heard about it. That was how it was presented to them. CM Punk spoke a lot of truths when he said he told Tony before, do something about this, because if you don't do something about this, I'm going to take care of it. You're not going to like how I take care of it. He told people.
Got to pick and choose your battles, and sometimes you got to pick the hardest one in order to mellow out that situation.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. Like, why didn't Tony? He said the quote. Tony looked at him and said, "What do you want me to do? Talk to him." He didn't have to even say like, "Jack, go home." He could have been like, "Jack, leave the area. I'll talk to you after." But dude, don't do something like that. Like, this is our biggest show of the year, and you're gonna do this right before we're about to do our big opening match. Why would you do this? This is like WrestleMania 1 for them, and here we are talking about garbage. And another thing, I'm not even about to front. The folks who have been making me the most upset are the AEW fans on Twitter, who are being so diehard about this that they're grabbing their shields and they're ready to fight over this. And they're like, no, CM Punk. No, I think CM Punk was trying to do the right thing for this company.
He was.
I just don't get it.
The fact that the fans for AEW believe that he was a cancer to AEW, it's not that. It's the fact that you have a vet who's coming in to tell you, hey, what you're doing makes no sense. Let's not do this. There are other ways that we can do this. But we have people who will come out of pocket and say, well, you're an old man and you don't know what you're talking about, and this is what's going to get everything over. Okay. Do you want to get over or do you want to die? Which one do you want to do?
Dude, it just didn't make sense for Perry to do something like that, right? No. It was just foolishness. And like I said, you protect your top stars. He even addressed him not getting the car. I think he put it in his memory bank like, oh, y'all did me filthy. That's fine. I'll take the train. I've heard he's taking the train home from shows in Chicago when he was like a big-time star. He didn't care. Like, okay.
No, I'll get on the train. That's all I need a car for.
Well, when you're a star like that, you're in the city, you could get mobbed, something like that. Like,
I get it, but at this point in time, I definitely feel like there's going to be a lot of protection around you regardless.
Yo, and I hope Sean's listening to this. Sean, please remember what I've always said to you. This is what makes me mad. Because how did this turn into, this is all CM Punk's fault. This is all, the man's been gone for 6 months, bro. It's over. This is done. It's over. It's been 6 months almost.
Walk forward.
Stop it. Okay, he finally addressed it. This is CM Punk's truth, but nobody wants to let it be that way. I just don't get it. Like, what?
I don't think we're ever going to get it because people are still going to hold on to it. Like, you did AEW wrong. Okay, well, this is 6 months. We're still having issues. Let's move forward from CM Punk. This is over.
The main thing I took away from this was, to in Punk's mind, the stuff with Hangman shouldn't have happened. And Hangman sat down. He said that we talked about what the promo was going to be. Hangman went out there and did none of it. When you go back and watch it, Punk's look on his face, he looks so dumbfounded by, like, what are you doing right now? What are you doing? He even threatened, he said, I should have double-legged him right there.
Oh, absolutely.
And just did it. But remember the end of the segment, CM Punk was the one who looked like the chump. He's the one who got punched in the face, and Hangman walked away holding up the title. Not a good look, man. Mm-mm. Not a good look. Why would you do something like that? Why would a top guy ever come over to your company now and think he's going to be treated correctly? This is what I'm just saying, This is the mistake from the business mindset. Why would I think I'm going to be treated right if I go over there?
I don't know. But you also got to, you also have to realize you have a top guy that's coming over. Yes, a lot is going to be bent for him or her. But if they are here to set the direction straight and get everybody that same opportunity, what is the problem? What is the problem? I don't understand.
He was drawing money, and this is another point I make. After that Double or Nothing, him and they were up there. He was like, this guy sold the lot, the biggest gate. He did this. He did that. Remember what Tony was saying, all that? You never put him back in the top spot after. Why? He opened All In. Why? I just don't get it, bro. I don't understand what we were doing here in this whole situation. Going back to Jack Perry, he told Tony Khan to handle it. He said, you're a clown, basically. And he even addressed it in there. He said, Tony Khan, he's a nice guy. He's not a good boss. Mm-hmm. And that was Punk's statement. And it got a lot of people scratching their heads. And I saw AEW fans, some of them coming out with the pitchforks. Listen, I love AEW. Me and Derek have reviewed almost every single show for this. We have missed very few. And if it was on my part. Y'all know what happened back then. I'm not even about to address all that right now. But, dog, you cannot tell me that CM Punk just did all this just to be that way. Well, you gotta blame some of the other people around in this equation.
What would be the motive, though, for those who think that he did this on purpose? What would be the motive?
Right. He even addressed, he went to the Raw show. Bailey told him to visit. Do I think Punk was checked out at that point? Yes. Yeah, I think he knew he was done. Collision. That's the other thing I hate when people say, oh, they gave him Collision. You got a whole show. It was on Saturdays. It was set up for him to fail. This show is your Raw. Everyone's like, AEW's on Wednesdays. Oh, they got a new show on Saturdays. That's cool. And this is kind of like your SmackDown, but you know what you're doing here. Yes. Dynamite's the A show. Collision had the same Punk and Friends. That's what it was. And I thought it was still the better book show.
Right. And for me, watching AEW Collision on a Saturday is a no-go. Especially like I'm not watching it on a Saturday.
It's just not a good day for a wrestling
show. It's not a good day. Especially when it comes to softball season, I'm damn sure not watching it after.
Well, that. I'm usually stuck at home, so I could watch it like half the time. But if something's popping off on a Saturday, someone's getting married, I'm going out, I don't watch Collision. I DVR it.
Yeah.
Matt Lopez, I kept his comment up for a long time here because I agree with him. I'm not a WWE fan. I'm not an AEW fan. I'm a pro wrestling fan. I am too. I watch Impact. I watch it all. All right. I don't know about this guy, but I watch it all. It doesn't matter to me. If it's good, it's good. And I'm watching it. WWE's been fun. AEW's been fun for the past few weeks for the most part. Like, what do you want people to say or do, man? I'm still enjoying Impact right now.
Listen, being a pro wrestling fan is a beautiful thing. But if we're going to nitpick, we have to nitpick evenly over the whole landscape. There are things that AEW does great. There are things that they don't do. There are things that WWE, when they do it great, there are things that they don't do. We have to be transparent. When you can't be transparent, that's when I have a problem.
I just think if you're going to speak your truth and just explain why, and then people will either accept it or they won't, you know? That's part of the game here. Clown, love what's said here. Matt Lopez, too, said not about that tribalism. Pro Wrestling Shoot agrees. Me and him have been having conversations, me and Jesse, and he's not with it. James, too. Like, they're just over all of this. Clown says, pick your battles because you won't win every war. There was never never a king who couldn't be thrown, and there was never a horse that couldn't be rode. Remember that, brother. Someone's got your number. I don't know who, but someone's got you, and they could get you. So remember that. Zach, what up? He said, I don't agree with him choking Jack Perry. Punk shouldn't have put his hands on anybody in any of these situations. But when you left it to him, your consultant, your number one, he was tired of it. And how does your number one not fit into a company? I have never heard of a number one like getting thrown out of somewhere. Imagine you were like, you know, Sting or you know, Hulk, you're not working out for WCW, man. You got to go. Nobody would have did that, bro. Nobody.
I mean, well, okay. So I don't agree with people putting their hands on other people unless provoked. Sorry. Just willingly doing so, not with that at all. But if you are provoked and you feel threatened, what are you supposed to do? Like, I get it. Like, when people talk about...
Well, and they said, too, with the Jack Perry thing. So, oh, the video footage shows Punk, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'm the older brother. I've got siblings. I know how this stuff goes, too. I might be the first one to put you in a headlock until you call for mom. But did somebody hear what was said before?
Right.
Like, uh-huh. What are you going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? You're challenging me. All right, done. And then that's when stuff can go down too, and that's what supposedly happened.
Listen, if you provoke me long enough, I'm going to attack you. I'm sorry. That's like poking a bear. You expect the bear to not attack somebody when you provoke them?
Right. I mean, I think you got to show restraint because eventually you're going to get yourself in a lot of legal troubles doing that stuff.
You can. You definitely can. But at the end of the day, you're messing with my money. If my boss was sitting here saying, Derek, you can't do this, you can't do that, I'm going to let it roll for a good amount of time. But if you continuously keep doing this every single day that I come to work, all right, listen, I'm either you shut up or I'm going to punch you in your mouth.
Well, you know what happened? CM Punk didn't shut up. He went over to WWE. And he's over there drawing 2.2 million ratings for the last time he was on the mic. I mean, but how would you feel, though, as an owner? I'd feel sick, bro, to my stomach. I'd be like, oh, my gosh, how did I let this dude go?
Listen, at this point in time, I'd hire a PR person to speak for me. I wouldn't show my face at all anymore.
I think they need a PR person, definitely. And let me see. BJ said, I feel like having Adam cut the promo tonight and the new motives, because after the Punk interview, they couldn't lay low like they may have because it's Mania week. Might as well get the new initiative rolling out and rolling now. We're going to get into that too here. I promise you guys. I'm just getting through your comments real quick. I saw a bunch going in here. He absolutely was trying to do the right thing. I think he just acted a little heavy handed in that last incident. Zach, I just believe he didn't want to be there anymore. That's my thought. Like, I just think he didn't care. He was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Joe's here. Joe wants the match. He went out there and he was smiling. He had a great match with Joe. That's my favorite match on the card. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. Like, that was the best match I thought on that show. They went out there and crushed it. And then he was backstage taking pictures and smiling. I thought he was a menace to the room. You know what I mean? He said he never did anything to TK that he would have went out and said that. But once again, it's good to publicly humiliate CM Punk. So, okay. Fightful reports, talent meeting before Dynamite. Okay. I was professional. I didn't hit him. I just choked him a bit. Yeah, Punk was wild for that. Mania looked like doo-doo on paper. That's why fans are gravitating to the excitement. Respect E putting up Hubs thing. Thank you. Or actually, I don't think it popped up. Let me rock in there with the Hubs. You guys will see it pop up at the bottom of the chat. Make sure you guys check us out. We're gonna be live 8:35 tomorrow. So we'll be up probably late night.
Late.
Taking the train in your hometown and in a foreign country, totally different. Yeah, 100%. But Clown, I'm the type of person, I'm not going to sit around and wait. I'm not going to call. He could have probably called Tony and be like, yeah, send me an Uber, but nah, I'm just going to do what I got to do, bro. But I said, it was back here and he was going to use it later. Like, yo, remember when you didn't get me a ride? When you're talking about, I'm your top guy. That stuff comes back to haunt people.
It does.
I remember all that stuff too. That's different. Same thing. Zach was repeating what he said. That happens when you go into business for yourself and not the company you work for. Hogan would have choked the talent out back then and still have a job. Wow. Renegade. He's telling the truth, though.
Not wrong at all. Not wrong at all.
Eric wasn't going to say anything. He's another one that makes me mad, but I'll save that for another time. Nah, Mark Henry said everything should be rainbow and unicorns. Why does the locker room need to rally around Punk? That's true. Mark Henry ain't told no lies. I can't figure out in an instant jumping on the trolley, trying to figure out the subway in New York. Totally different.
It is.
I question how he said Tony should just let him go after the first incident. I doubt he said that. No, I think he said that, Zach. I could tell. CM Punk never looked happy after that to me.
No. Because he felt he was backstabbed.
Not even that. I think he just was like, I'm not wanted here. Why am I here? The only thing that made him stay was, you have power over Collision. Okay. This could be fun. Maybe I'll learn something. Maybe I'll learn how to produce something.
And even then, still didn't really have real control over that.
Right?
I don't know, man.
Honestly, I don't think Copeland's promo wasn't called for at the time, Cray says. What up, Cray? We've been saying for the last year, TK needs to be a boss. Been saying it probably since Brawl Out, truthfully. Another point of conversation I wanted to meet, he wanted to meet up with the Elite and Kenny and Squash Beef, and only Kenny showed up. I never even heard Kenny showed up. Why the Elite wouldn't want to work with Punk? They could have made so much more money doing this gimmick now. Isn't it sad? Looking back,
it's very sad.
Punk talking about this pisses me off, actually, guys. Like, I am pissed to the highest pistivity. That's not even a word, but I'm pissed. Put it on a shirt. Pistivity. Why? Why couldn't you guys just make this happen? If you care, the letters AEW should be above. No one's above those letters. That's the rule. That's how it should be. But it didn't work that way. It was people couldn't put stuff to the side.
Listen, I don't care who is in the company. Who owns the company?
Tony Khan.
Then there are no EVPs. There are no nothing. I own the company. What I say goes. You don't like it, hit the bricks. Do some million. Bye.
I think AEW currently wants to be 2015, 2016 New Japan, and that's just not as popular in the U.S. New Japan was popping back then on the real too, though. I just don't have time to watch it all. Even WWE, whatever is good and compelling at the time, I'm going to watch one show a week. Let me see. Jack Perry is a ass clown. He told Punk, what are you going to do about it? Then people cry about him getting choked. I think his friends put him up to it, too. Like I said, listen, the Elite are super popular, bro. Look who hangs around them. Go back and watch all those docs that they did that are on HBO Max. Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus. All these guys are hanging around them. If they brought you in, and then what did they write? We brought so-and-so to the company, right. And they would get... What? I get that they had a part in the company. I'm not trying to diminish that, but when you brag about it, it's annoying. Like,
I'm trying to diminish it, bro. Derek, timeout.
Nah, you got to be fair, bro. Nah, they were part of this, though.
I don't care. I don't care. At the end of the day, who signs the checks?
Tony.
Who fronted the money?
Tony. But Tony didn't have the connections that they did. I get it, though. They wouldn't have had a roster without
them. Okay, I give you that. You are the core reason as to why we have the roster that we have. But I also feel that there is a time when Tony Khan could have just been like, all right, well, I don't have these connections, but I have a company where people can come to that are not being used. So at the end of the day, when you are an EVP and you do not write checks for anything to anybody, you don't discipline anybody, shut the fuck up.
You're not wrong, but you got it. I will say that they do have a mark in here. Cody, Kenny, all of them.
They do. They absolutely do. But at the end of the day, you are the, as it is stated, you are the final boss.
Boss. How do you feel about Zach's comment? In my opinion, if AEW lets MJF go, that's the final nail in the coffin for me.
They let MJF go, bro. I'm placing blame on somebody. I don't know who it is, but I'm placing blame.
Tony is getting dogged on this podcast. Prince Rockstar says Jack Perry over CM Punk. Cut it out. right now. Nobody's going to care. I promise you, no one's going to care when he has something to say. If it only takes one person, then you're really not that much into it. Let me see here. JoJo says, anyone enjoying the new patch? I haven't downloaded it yet, JoJo. Pro Wrestler Shoot will put up their stuff in the chat. They released a good video on it today, though. I highly recommend people check it out if you don't know what's in the patch. Riho is stuck in Japan again, having allergy issues. Someone get her on that 30-day. Uh-oh. Poor Riho. Prince Rockstar said, WWE brainwashed fans to hate wrestling.
I totally agree with that. I agree with that, bro, because what if you go ask the diehard WWE fans, do you watch any other wrestling? No. Why not? Because it's not better than this.
I think WWE has marketed itself like Apple.
Yeah.
Like when listen, right here, what is this thing called? It's an iPad, right? When you're watching an NFL game, they don't use that. They're using, what is it, Microsoft Playbooks?
Yeah.
No one, they always say iPad because that's how Apple's branding is so good that whenever you see that thing, that's what you call it.
Right. But funny you say that, eventually Apple started doing exactly what Android started or has been doing for years. Same micro
chip
charging port. Now we have the same camera. Oh, how does that look?
I'm not here to start phone wars, Derek, because we'll be here all day.
You are on top, and now all of a sudden you're copying the company that everybody used to say.
I have both for the record. Garbage. Send your hate to @Derek.
You can send it, and I'm going to listen. You can send it. I don't care.
He brings up a good point about how was Ace supposed to be an agent over Skype. That is true. Multi-millions were left on the table with no Hangman, Young Bucks, Punk, FTR. I agree, Cloud. I agree. I mean, I think the Elite were super popular. They've done so much to tarnish their reputations at this point. I think it's over for them right now.
It is. It's over for them. Man, listen. It's over for the Young Bucks. It's over for Hangman. No. I don't care for neither one of you.
All good, Mike. All good. He's under JoJo B, Mike from The Rock. Let me see here. CM Punk said, in Jesse quotes, AEW isn't in the business of growth or making money. They just do matches. WWE did brainwash fans. Why the hell are all the authority figures heel? Has it worked since Vince, but they keep doing it? Who are the most popular, longest-running GMs? T-Lo and Regal, faces that people like. Legit question, if MJF goes to WWE, y'all still fans, or are you only fans if he's in AEW? I'll be a fan of MJF. I'm more curious to see how he works out. Like, I'll say that I feel Cody and Punk are tamer in WWE, not by a lot, but slightly. Like, Cody got to go off the other day, and so did Punk, actually. Like, they got to get their shots off, but that's what I want more from them versus the, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, the WWE speak. The WWE, like, listen, you got 20 minutes. It's going to end right. First commercial's at 8:20. Like, you know what I mean?
Listen, WWE WWE has total control over what they do with their talent. No one can sit here and tell me that they don't. If MJF goes to WWE, you are not going to have the same MJF that we have right now. It's not going to be the same. It is going to change. For anybody who thinks that it's going to be the same, you're an idiot.
Well, maybe Netflix deal changes it, though. Maybe Netflix, look, by the way, WWE was just purchased by Silver Lake. So now they're not going to be on the stocks anymore. They're going back to private company. If you ask me why, you want me to start saying hiding them private scandals. I'm just saying now, get out of my business. I don't want you in my business. But Silver Lake is going to take over. Maybe that leads to more freedom. Okay. That doesn't mean Rock's off the board, I'm guessing. I don't know what this means for it, but maybe I think Rock would suggest, like, let these guys curse, let them be real. We need realism, and that's what's gonna make wrestling better.
But can you go back to that now? You can't, because you have to appease the crowd that you have now, which is geared towards the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about wrestling anymore, it's about entertainment.
It's always been about entertainment.
Right, but it's not wrestling, bro.
Right. I can get it. That was E's point before. Like he wants wrestling in his product. I think you have to find that fine balance of
you do.
Don't do too much entertainment where it's like, yeah, let's have a dance off and stuff like that. Nobody wants to see that. But you also can't have too much wrestling. It can't be an entire show bell to bell. You know what I mean?
Yes, it has to be an even plateau of what you're giving.
What up, Leon? What's good? I'm gonna try Thunder Rosa back in the ring. Good to see. Yes, we're gonna speed through this show. I promise you guys. Like, we're not gonna be doing this too long. We're probably gonna go over an hour, but we're gonna speed through Dynamite. MJF goes to the WWE. It'll be interesting to see how he's presented. A lot of the stuff he says won't fly in PG setting now. Netflix could change that. Boom. Right here. WWE going private, going to Netflix. Y'all might get that same MJF if The Rock continues to run things like this and build the mania. Could happen. Did WWE brainwash fans? No, been a fan since 81. Since I came out the womb, and I'm watching more GCW programming this weekend than WWE. Let me see here. Rob says, so what happened on Dynamite? All right. Let's get into it. We listen. We had to say what we had to say. Once again, for AEW. Here's the card. We didn't even address those releases that happened. Apologies, folks. For those who didn't know, AEW did some releases on Monday. The boys were released. Dasha, Jose the Assistant, Jorah, Anthony Henry, Gravity, Stu Grayson, Parker Bordeaux, and Slim J. So a lot of Ring of Honor talents and people who are on other brands.
Right. It sucks.
I wish them the best. I actually heard there's no deal. Like, they could go work anywhere right now. I don't know if that's true, but if I'm lying, y'all let me know.
Well, it sucks because I never want to see anybody lose their job. But if this is opening up a door for something new and fresh.
I just felt bad. Anthony Henry just got his jaw broken in a match. And I'm like, you get rid of him.
Right.
You know, this is something we would definitely get mad if the other company did, so not happy with it.
No, absolutely.
All right, so Adam Copeland opened up the show. He had one of those rah-rah speeches to get everyone fired up for it. I understood it.
Not needed, though.
I don't think he had to do it, but he went out there and did something. I thought he was going to maybe address the title situation more, but he just did like the, I love pro wrestling. He mentioned WWF and the fans booed. This is a sign that if you are an Adam Copeland fan, he's trying to say, enjoy wrestling. Stop saying, like, I only like AEW, and if you like WWE, you're bad.
Right.
I got it from this. It was kind of just to let everybody know things are okay after the Punk stuff.
Right.
We got a hold of this. You know what I mean? I think some people were like, who's driving the car? You know, and the wheel's just going, and it's like, we got a hold of this. Like, relax. Right. They've been doing better for the last couple weeks. Like, me and Derek have sat up here since this new layout has happened. We've been telling you guys this. He introduced Will Ospreay. I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Weird transition into the Ospreay match. And that's just a Big Daddy Kush. Why do you feel that way? I just do. I don't know how else to describe it.
It wasn't needed. He didn't have to do that. It didn't make enough sense for him to do it.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about who he wanted to face, and he was like, I asked for this time to come out here and basically talk about pro wrestling. And maybe, like I said, in my mind, maybe Tony said, hey, when you're done, can you introduce Will?
Right.
And we'll get kicked off in the first match, and that's fine.
That's perfectly fine. Like, we'll never know.
But do you see what I'm saying? I'm justifying to myself why he announced Ospreay. It just felt weird, but I get it. Powerhouse Hobbs, Will Ospreay. They went on. They had a pretty nice matchup. I think it could be argued as match of the night.
Yeah.
It was exactly what you would expect. Hobbs powering, domineering over him, suplexing him on the steel steps.
Yes.
I don't know why these matches have been happening where Don Callis is booking Will Ospreay against his own group. Mad weird.
Like that's the one thing that bothers me about AEW at times is when you have things that happen, but you don't necessarily explain why you're doing it. Like, what is the purpose? Like, are we just trying to get him ready? And because we know how he wrestles and you know, it's just inner team fun. You know what I mean? Like, but at least say that, you know, like
they did mention it the first time, but with Hobbs, I don't think an explanation was given. If you guys heard one, please write it in the chat so I know. Osprey wins, though. He hits a sky twister and a hidden blade, pins Hobbs. Afterwards, they go to like shake hands, and Hobbs wasn't having it. He was like, right. Nah, forget that dude.
Honestly, I think Hobbs is the only one who's going to sit there and say, like, no, he doesn't belong in our team. He's not doing anything with us.
Doo-doo butter. That's what he's going to say, doo-doo butter.
He's not doing anything with us. He's not doing anything for us. So why are we catering to him?
Will is delivering the most in-ring wise.
Yes.
In my opinion. Following up from that, Ospreay gets the win while passing on the ramp. Here comes Brian Daves and his opponent for the show, Dynasty, Sunday, April 21st. You can order on Triller because, yeah, we don't mess with that BR Live. So it's available on Triller TV. But I recommend checking out this show, man. This match is going to be, I think, an all-timer. Might be contender for match of the year.
Man, listen. If we get that caliber kind of match, bro.
Oh, I think you are. Like I said, Daniels is in his last year. He don't care about nothing.
Man, it'll be the...
To me, Daniels is the guy doing, like, whatever matches he wants. Like, yeah, I'm going to just do whatever matches I want to do.
Right. Dude, I'm telling you, if that'll get to the point where it's like macaroni with the chicken strips. Oh,
I don't ever want to hear that moan again on this show. Inappropriate, and I don't know who's eating macaroni and chicken strips.
You never see that skit?
I know what it's from, but I ain't eating no macaroni and chicken strips, bruh. pardon me. Throat killing me right now. Brian Danielson, Lance Archer. They had a match. Good to see Archer on the TV screen. Never really had minded him. Danielson gets the win with the running knee, just as we suspected.
Yeah.
Wasn't too much to this one. Putting Danielson over as a top competitor.
Yeah, this was a lot of hoss work in the beginning. And then after that, it's like, all right, let me power through it right quick and then get the dub done.
Right? We move on to a weird segment. I know everyone was mentioning, why didn't Jericho do this before? Jericho got booed when they showed this graphic on the screen, they said. Yes. The Chris Jericho Scooby-Doo mystery, we're going to call this, I guess, from now on, has not been solved. We do not know what's going on with it, and I still think people are questioning Jericho. And now you're putting Hook with him. What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, woo, 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 that this should be an alarm for everybody.
It should be.
Don't do this. Don't. But this is because Sammy Guevara got suspended, and he was another person after that Punk interview that's tweeting out, I'm glad for AEW. I'm not tweeting. I'm glad for shit if I'm suspended. Kiss my ass. I'm not tweeting shit. If you think you're right, especially. If he thinks he was wrong and knew he was wrong, maybe I can see doing it. But
right.
For me, kiss my ass. I'm not doing nothing for you.
Listen, if I'm suspended, I don't work for you at the moment. So I'm not hyping up anything.
Right? It sounds like they might have a tag match. Hook got them for Collision.
Yes, but why though? Like, this is probably part of AEW right now that I don't get and don't like. Like, why?
They might have had to switch gears, but Jericho and Hook is just weird.
I really believe like that's Jericho trying to stay within the mix. Yeah. I get it. Because I really think he's on his way out.
I just hope that they have a plan for whatever they're doing with this, like a good plan.
I hope
that we're going to be like, oh, wow, that was cool, and I care. But right. I haven't felt like that with Jericho in a minute here. Rob said people need to stop gatekeeping fandom. There's nothing wrong with you preferring one over another. That's your preference. But there's many sides to this metaphorical die of an argument, though. Respect. Throat killing you? It's that Kush, man. Cut it out. Derek is on his Isaiah Cassidy with that moan. That was a good one, Jesus. Ospreay is going through the initiation just like Nick Wayne, except Ospreay is winning. Yeah, Ospreay is going to be a big-time player before the year is up, I think. I did see that one. I thought it was a pretty good match. They had Archer look strong. Did Ospreay botch landing on Hobbs' head? I think he might have been off a little bit, but that sky twister is a thing of beauty. Like, dude, Derek's on the match.
Yeah.
Think of how many super kicks and things he hit that were just perfect. Like, dude, this dude doesn't miss.
I definitely don't think it was I don't think it was a miscue. Like, sometimes when you do a move like that, your body's gonna take you where it decides to take you.
Yeah. Matt Lopez said Hook is stuck. There's a swerve coming with the Jericho Hook angle, Terrell says. I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Zach says, yeah, F Jericho, get that man off my TV for a solid 6 months. Zach, you can't do that as well, because at Jericho's age, once you take Jericho off TV, his body's going to lock up, maybe. That's what happened to Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle was crushing it before WWE goes in the Hall of Fame. They don't use him for a year, and then he's like, he can't move as well.
It's unfortunate, but he's got to stay there until he actually retires.
Jocelyn said Jericho on TV is weird, period. Clown said Tash should have just said no. Derek's about to sneak up into your ear with that moan. Derek will catch a stunner. 100% agree. Jericho just trying to stay relevant, trying to make a comeback. Hook has been hooked by Jericho the Vampire. you guys got to stop.
Actually, you know what? If you put a suit on Jericho right now in that graphic and throw some fangs on him, definitely looks like a vampire.
Dude, all right. So if you had to ask me, like, what's my least favorite match on this show, it is this match.
Yeah.
Me and Derek were struggling through this. I don't know what happened to us. We were like, yo, did we just eat, like, we did have some iced oatmeal cookies, like, you know, like two old men watching the show, and we were, like, dozing.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what is going on in this match? So you have Billy Gunn. Daddy ass, if you want to call him that, versus Jay White. We've been building up to unifying these trios titles. Please do it. Do it at the ROH show as well. Like, I don't care at this point. Just get it done.
Get her done.
They built up to this. Billy jumped Jay during the entrance. Match is going on fine. It's just kind of, you know, slow, plotty. And Billy grabs a chair. The guns come out and they cover up Jay. Jay hits a low blow. The ref DQs him. AEW doesn't do many DQs. I'm not mad at the DQ, but I did question, why didn't you just have Jay White beat him?
Right.
You could have done this any other time. You know what I mean? It just feels weird. And the Acclaimed had felt weird in the last few months. No rapping, no nothing.
Right.
Like they don't feel like the Acclaimed even right now.
No, it just feels like they're there. You know, like they're just standing in the wind, and it's just like, all right. Let's make something happen.
Shout out to Matt Lopez as well. He did remind me of this. They were rocking new ROH six-man titles. They were. Because the one in the picture was not the one that they had. They had new ones that are like the current ROH titles. Works for me.
Right.
Unless they... But why would you make new belts if you were going to unify them? Oh, no. Unify those damn belts. No. I can't. I can't. I don't know what the plan is for Ring of Honor. These companies need plans, too. Like I said, Ring of Honor feels very random.
It feels like it's an afterthought right now.
And don't forget, there's a pay-per-view happening on Friday, April 5th, Philadelphia, Supercard of Honor, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe for the ROH World Championship. We also have Athena versus Hikaru Shida for the Women's Championship, which has been like the banger of championship belts and matches since they've reignited it. Athena's kind of been the leader of ROH, in my opinion.
I you know what? I would not take her off of that. Let her be that. That's her home.
I'll be that. But she's so good, and when the women's division needs a boost, it's like, get her, grab her.
Yeah.
And we also have Kyle Fletcher versus Lee Johnson. I question what happened to Ethan Page, who was going to go after the television title. But we'll see. Maybe they'll show out these two.
Right.
Moving forward here, Willow Nightingale is out next. She has an interview. She is out there with Renee Paquette. She's joined by Stokely and Statlander. I think she's in her hometown, I'm assuming. She said, I made a lot of drives up here. Her promo was okay, I thought. The people definitely helped carry her through it. Mm-hmm. They were into her. That's a good thing. I really can't be too upset with it. I felt indifferent about it. Here comes Mercedes Moné, the CEO. They released the rankings last week, right, Derek? Here comes the weird yin and the yang. She gets a great reaction as well, but she says that I'm getting the next title shot at the next pay-per-view, which is AEW Double or Nothing. Okay, right. But we have rankings, so
right.
Are you going to wrestle in between then, or are you just saying that you have it? That's where I'm like, what's happening here? So hopefully we get Mercedes in the ring soon. I feel like Mercedes might not be cleared.
I don't think she is, bro. I don't think she's clear right now. I think she's like on the cusp of being cleared, but there's still time in that whole situation. I think there's time left that she's waiting to burn in order to get to wrestling. So yeah, I definitely think she's still
just weird. Yeah. And I want to give a big shout out to Tiger Style Pro on Twitter. He makes videos for like AEW stuff, and it sounds like he's been hired by AEW to help do the video packages.
Hey.
Yo, good for you, brother. So big shout out to you from Everything Pro Wrestling Crew over here. We appreciate you. Don't forget next week, AEW Fight Forever. Jamie Hayter, Haters Are Gonna Hate Pack is coming out for 410. If you got the DLC, look forward to downloading that. I'm gonna definitely check it out. Josh said to me, the Acclaimed are going heel. I believe it. Billy was just kicking ass for 15 minutes straight. It felt, bro, I don't know what happened during that match, but I was just like, I zoned out.
I did too. There was
no, and that doesn't usually, and that rarely happens to me during AEW.
Listen,
I'm talking about ever.
It was definitely like, it was there. It was there. And it was just like, what's happening? What is happening? Like I'm legitimately, all right, here we go. All right, hold on, I'm back. All right, well, I'm back. Like it just didn't hit at all.
Right. Clown says 11 years to the day if Mark Briscoe could pull off winning the belt when Jay Briscoe won his first title. Statlander needs to turn heel real soon. I can see it happening soon, Chair. Derek has a point. I like Athena, but she's top girl in ROH. But how many subscribers are you selling with Ring of Honor? You know what I mean? Right. What's your plan for Ring of Honor? Because isn't the plan to bring her up eventually?
I think it is, but I also think like if you take her away from the Ring of Honor women's division is going to falter heavily. I don't think it'll be bad, but I think it'll be like, we don't have leadership right now.
Also, I'm going to say this, like they can't commit to that ranking system. I say get rid of it. It's just not needed anymore. Do what you're going to do for the titles. Tony has new toy syndrome. He puts her in a title shot ASAP. Man, I was happy thinking Willow was going to win the TBS title, but now it might be a short run to only lose to Monet. Could be. You have a lot of stuff. Let me see here. E said Tiger Style. That brother is the man. AEW's been losing cool points. This will help the production. Yeah. Yeah, especially if they can get him the music that he likes to use. I think it's going to be great. You know me. I don't care for Jay White, so I was loving it. E over here thinking he playing No Mercy. Damn, 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 damn. I'm an ass. See, I knew it. I'm an ass man. Wah, wah. Yo, funny story. I always tell this story, bro. I missed Raw one night, and Derek came to school and told me that Billy Gunn had a new country song. I'll never forget how he subscribed. He's like, yeah, song's about, like, asses and shit. I was just like, what? Derek tried to explain it to all of us. It was hilarious, bro. I don't know why I remember that day so much. I had to be, like, fifth or sixth grade, bro. And I just sitting there. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? And then I heard it the next week. I was like, this song is mad weird. I was like, it doesn't sound too country, but I love to love him. I'm going to pick him. I love him. Ultra Pro Wrestling's next on my wrestling list. Mike, Ultra Pro Wrestling looks fun, man. They just announced the ECW pack kind of today.
Yo,
for DLC.
Let me begin to say this, bro. If you have a game.
This sounds like a game rant.
No, bro. If you have a game or any any company that plans on making a wrestling game, like, yo, if you get the engine that was used for that Japanese baseball game, bro, oh my God. If you can implement that for wrestling,
did you figure out if you can get it? If you change,
bro, I'm still looking.
All right, well, yo, after this, remind me. We're gonna look this up. Oh wait, now I'm watching X-Men. Hold on, you ain't doing all that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we gotta answer the. We have to find the answer as to Magneto and what Magneto is doing.
Yo, chill out, bro. Chill out, bro. You out here spoiling, bro. What are you doing in these streets? Country Derek, you better listen to that Cowboy Carter yeehaw. Anything weak sounds more country than what Beyonce put out. Yes, that shade. Don't listen to Beyonce country. She lost her mind. I haven't heard anything new from her.
I don't listen to anything. Sorry.
What's the game, Derek? Y'all need to stream it. Derek sent me something. I don't even know if it has a name.
No, it does. I don't know. Let's see. Hold on.
Save it for the end. Let me get through the rest of this real quick here. If AW would just have Road to All Out, I'd play that game every day. Y'all got to support this game if you want AW to get another game. I promise you that. So we'll see. We'll see. Or if those other games go well, I could see Tony saying, like, hey, we're interested in putting out a game for us. Semifinal tag team tournament matchup. We had the Young Bucks versus our good friends over here. The best friends, Orange Cassidy and Trent, they were in there. Young Bucks win. It looks like Orange and Trent were had the win within like grasp a couple times, and they couldn't seal the deal. Mainly Trent, and they catapult Trent into it, roll him up 1, 2, 3. They dry their tears at Sue because the Young Bucks are heels. And yeah, they do that afterwards. They look like they're going to go do the big hug. And Trent hits a running knee onto Orange Cassidy. So it looks like Trent's turning heel. He even walked away from his mother. How could you? Sue was not happy.
I had a feeling that that was coming.
Go to your room, Trent. Go to your room.
I had a feeling that was coming. I feel like Trent has been... get in the shade, not so much like on purpose, but just because, you know what I mean. Like, I felt like this was the calm before the storm. He needed to go by himself.
Touche. We'll see what they do with it. I don't have a lot of faith right now. We'll see though. Maybe you put him on Ring of Honor, make him a top star over there. But Rock the New Post Malone is a banger. I haven't heard Post Malone's newest song. Gambit in that pink half shirt killed it for me. How they do him dirty like that? What you talking about? That man, he got that gnarless twang, man. He out there going in. He out there cooking. If Adam Copeland don't get that haircut. I like your work, scapegoat. Yeah, Young Bucks did give him the ups. That's why I said Jack Perry ain't in trouble, man. Y'all got to stop this. Matt said we all know what Magneto's doing. You and Derek, done. Go to the corner. We're done with this.
Tell you. See, Matt, no.
That was my dinner break, Matt. We don't know anything for sure. Nah, CJ, you got to say heels like Bruce doing corny. He's a heel. Trent turned heel has been long time coming.
Very.
Y'all ready for heel Chuck S words and making little kids cry? Ah, Chuck. I'm worried for Chuck. If Chuck don't get to turn heel and be with Trent, it ain't looking good for them brothers.
Right.
Now y'all just said Beyonce on my corny list. Shout Gabby Fire. Shout out to E promoting the Discord. If you guys haven't, join the Discord. Me, E, and Jocelyn are in there acting up every day. I think the tournament is building to something. I don't really want to see Love FTR, but I feel like the Bucks are booked for the titles. Yeah, because FTR's last title reign ended in blah, and honestly, you should have just kept the belts on them.
Right.
This tag division needs to be rebuilt, and we need to figure out how to like separate the trios, or I personally would say get rid of the trios belts at this point. It's not helping.
You know what I say?
What? Trios matches are all bad? Hater. I haven't watched the new show yet. I just saw the clip where Magneto tells that council to not make him break his promise. Fire. It's a good show, Beach.
It is a good show. It is a good show.
It's a good show.
But what me and Matt are insinuating?
Nah, we're not even getting into that. Very inappropriate. Thunder Rosa versus Mariah May.
Thunder Rosa.
Oh, it's been a minute, right?
Been a minute.
Thunder Rosa is back. She's looking. This is a number one contendership match. This was fun. Mariah May comes out in her Toni Storm cosplay, and it was fun, man. Solid match. Thunder Rosa hits a big headbutt, able to land the Tijuana bomb, earns a contendership. She's right in Toni Storm's face, and honestly, this is where Thunder Rosa lost the belt. This is when I felt like AEW is kind of on top still, and that you can kind of get back into this and explain, like, well, what happened? Who lost the belt? What's going on?
Yeah.
A lot of it makes sense here. I'm with it. So this match has been announced for Dynasty as well. Dynasty's got a bunch of matches announced. We talked about Ospreay Danielson earlier on Collision last week. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe are going to team up against the House of Black. That should be fun. Mm-hmm. We have Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale. Mercedes Moné will be paying close attention to this because she wants the winner. And in our main event segment, we are getting the contract signing for this match, Swerve versus Samoa Joe. Joey Samoa. They are going in here. Samoa Joe, Swerve contract signing. They were talking that talk. I'm not repeating the Diddy line. They were going in. Swerve eventually wraps the chain around Joe's neck. Joe grabs the chain, headbutts him. He gets the chain, punches all on Swerve. Swerve gets bloodied up. Joe walks away from it, and he's like, yeah, see you when it's time, chump. Right. And when he's walking away, you hear Swerve laughing. Is that all you've got?
Right.
And I was like, this brother's crazy.
Yep.
And they had him then sign the contract in blood. He dipped the pen over his head, mad blood on the thing. Derek's right. Like, ugh.
Hepatitis. Hepatitis?
It was going on. BJ, you're still the champ, brother. So we can't have that. Don't start adding to that point system. I see you in the chat. If you do exclamation point champ, you can become the 24/7 chat champion. So we got our match. I don't know if they add a stipulation. Maybe you make this some type of chain match where the chain is a legal weapon. Maybe.
You know what?
I'm fine with it.
I think the direction that they're going, you have to have like a no DQ street fight or something like that. Like that. That's what's going to sell with that match.
I say let them go all out. No pun intended. 100% agree. I think FTR probably chose to drop their titles because I think the Bucks wanted to do their fourth match and FTR was like hard pass. You could make a lot of arguments too. Me and Derek have said it for a long time. We started calling them the Young Ducks for a little bit there because they definitely should have dropped the belts to FTR so that they could have had all the championship gold at once, and they never got to it. They started dropping AAA titles, Ring of Honor titles, and we were like, so we're not going to get this? That sucks.
Big time.
I kind of want a Mariah May to win, LOL. Eventually, no, it will happen. Yeah. wait. People talk about Mariah May. BJ said, do you think Cameron was onto something when he said, yo, I like the way she did he bop you peep that? BJ, knock it off. All Magneto is doing is building up the endurance and the danger.
Danger zone.
Deanna said, chain match. Yes, chain match. Swerve hitting Illuminati check marks. BJ putting up the ducks. Quack, quack. That was Dynamite tonight. Did Dynamite get a pass? Thumbs up, thumbs down. How many donuts you giving this tonight, Derek, out of 10? Or you could do a grade. You let me know. What was Dynamite to you?
I'm going to give 5.5 donuts.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Ooh, so was that a fail to you?
No, because, you know, 5.5 is like barely passing.
I think I'm a little kind to you. I'm going to go 6.5 for tonight.
Okay.
I would say out of the last 6-7 weeks, not my favorite show, but
definitely not my favorite.
Still above the ones that were weaker, the more like 10 weeks ago. Like those shows were ugh.
Yeah. No, this one just kind of like middle ground for me, because it just like everything that happened didn't really make sense to me.
BJ hitting that. Oh boy. Deanna says thumbs up. 7 out of 10 from Jesus. Mike says 6 donuts. Rob said, unpopular opinion, I'm over the timeless Toni Storm. Great performer, but it's obvious to anyone watching that she's completely out of shtick. She's short on material, so she says anything shocking. Let's see here. I'm going to say like 6 out of 10 donuts. Joss is going 7.899999. what kind of donuts? Like glazed, Boston cream pie? Listen, I appreciate both.
Glazed.
But Derek's the donut originator.
I am a glaze king.
Ask Derek where that shirt is. He had an idea last week, and I still ain't seen no shirt.
Wait, hold on, bro. I gotta get that rendered right quick.
Jesus said, "Cameron, you ready for Motor City Machine Guns to AEW?" That is the word around the schoolyard. That could help bolster that tag division.
It could.
All because I didn't fall asleep during Dynamite. AEW gets a 6.5 for me. EPW gets a 10 out of 10. Pizza Hut experience. No one outpieces the Hut, and no one outdoes EPW. Thank you, Beach. 6.5 for Matt as well. 10 out of 10. Joe's hand should be completely shattered, by the way. Cut it out. Joe's got those Magneto powers. Don't you start. Motor City. 5 glaze, Clown says. All right. See, I'd be like 5 glaze and 1.5 Boston cream pie. Like I said, for those Rampage this week, I'm going to give you a little Rampage preview. Roderick Strong defending his international championship against London Lightning.
That's right. Dude looks like he's 16.
Might be. But they check IDs now. Serena Deeb versus Trisha Adora. Let's go. Christopher Daniels versus Malachi Black. I'm sorry, Christopher. And 4-way elimination match. It's going to be Daniel Garcia, Action Andretti, Commander versus Brian Keith. By the way, Commander, then the next night we'll have to face our good friend Penta. And Penta will be taking on Adam Copeland next week for the TNT Championship. And WrestleMania TV schedule for those watching. This is just to keep you guys up to date. If you're like, yo, when's that Stand and Deliver show? It's at 12 p.m. on Saturday.
Right.
I will be missing part of it, so no spoilers. Maybe. If you can. I'll probably have to catch that on the iPizzle afterwards. But we got a lot of stuff happening. We got a lot of shows happening. Like I said, good things happening. Boston cream pie cannot be split. Give me the donut balls then. What do you want me to do here? What do you want me to do? Serena Deeb, hell yeah. 2K24, yeah. Which Deeb was more popular? She could be. She was using Final Boss before The Rock.
Right.
And Joe was using it too. So, listen, guys. My ending message is this. Enjoy pro wrestling this week. It's fun.
Enjoy it.
Watch SmackDown. Watch Ring of Honor. Watch them both. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Lots of pro wrestling this week. Me and Derek are going to be doing reviews for WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday. We have opened the invitation to Hubs if he wants to join us. If any of you guys who have joined me in the past would be interested, send me a message. Let me know.
Let's get it.
For myself. Oh, wait a minute. One more thing. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly show tomorrow. I'm putting this in the chat. GCW Bloodsport. Hell yeah, as a wrestler fan. Hell yeah. Matt said, watch all pro wrestling. That's a fact, brother. But I'm putting Hub's channel in one more time. 8:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're talking WrestleMania. I'm hyped for the WrestleMania trivia. It's going to be me, Derek, Jesse, and Sean. Just a surprise guest. I know Joel's going to be joining us as well. It's going to be a fun show, man. So there's going to be a lot of people over there giving different thoughts, opinions. It's going to be fun, man. Come on over. It's all love. Appreciate you guys. 8:35. If you're not doing anything, hop in there. I know TNA's on during that time. Throw us on a secondary screen. Come on in. We're going to be talking some pro wrestling for like an hour, hour and a half tomorrow.
I'll keep us on the main.
Here you go. And dream to be like Magneto. All right. That's where this show's over. Matt Lopez and Derek getting filthy out here. Rated X for X-Men 97. For myself and the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling, telling you enjoy your pro wrestling. Enjoy your pro wrestling. Do not ruin my outro. And you guys have a good one. Keep it locked with EPW for the rest of the week. Let's go. One.